Happy Friday, guys. It's January 10th, 2020. Another Friday call. You've tuned in to the FDN Fantastic Friday Call. Once again, coming to you live every week, pretty much every Friday, 1 p.m. Central Time, whatever that is, other time zones. But we're here and happy to talk with you. I'm your host, Brandon Mollet, and I got my co-host, good buddy Brendan Vermeyer, on with us again this week. And we intend to answer your questions, give you some support, whatever you need moving through the course, thinking about signing up for the course if you're already out there practicing the wonderful art and science and methodology and techniques of FDN, then we want to help you out. So, again, this is a live call, so if you're on the line there and you want to ask a question, anything you want to ask is just fine. That number is 347-637-1378. Again, 347-637-1378 is the number. Excuse me. If you're already on the line, just hit 1 on your keypad, or if you dial in, hit 1 on the keypad, and I'll see your name and area code. Well, I'll see your area code come up, and I'll bring you on. And then you can ask a question, make a comment, just say hello. We'll take any of that. So we haven't had to answer too much. Work off our list of questions very much because we've had a lot of live callers the past few months here. So love to keep that going. Love to hear from you guys, some of your regulars. That's great. And it's good stuff, good times. So, again, January 10th, 2020. So hopefully the year is off to a rocking start. Brendan and I were talking beforehand on the call here, and we're kind of feel like we're on the same frequency as far as what's going on with our individual businesses and what we're doing. And it's super fun. I took some time off at Christmas and holiday season there, and I was pretty much ready to get back going as soon as I could because I just enjoy the work that we do. And so things are good. Things are good in FDN land as well with the course and everything that we're putting out. We're cranking out all sorts of cool stuff. I joke with Brendan, we're going to start calling him Oat Man. He says, kind of like Ant-Man, but only cooler. And I said, yeah, that's exactly right. So, but, yeah, the old course has been released and out there. So, I don't know, Brendan, maybe talk a little bit about that. I think it's always good to let people know what we've got, we're producing.
Absolutely. Thanks, man. It's a big, exciting week. Put a lot of work into that thing, so I'm excited to have it launched and off the ground. And certainly I appreciate everybody's patience with, allowing me the time to make it just as perfect for you guys as I wanted it, although I definitely had to tame my perfectionism quite a bit to get it done. But nonetheless, that is now available. If you're an AFDNP member, you can use Deal 20 to get 20% off. Certainly, if you already bought the course because you attended the workshop at the conference, it should already be in your course dashboard on FDN Connect. I checked on my side, and everything looks good to go. There are a couple little technology glitches and whatever, but I think everything's good to go at this point. So you guys are obviously welcome to go ahead and dive in. It's how many hours? I think it's like
going to ask you how long
hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that may be our longest one yet.
It's definitely up there because I think there's like 17 videos and pretty much every video is about an hour. So it's somewhere between 15 and 20 hours long, but pretty dense course, but I think you guys will love it. And that's kind of what's going on with that.
That's great. I previewed it, I think, last night, took a look at there. I like how you're down in the corner talking on the video. I think that's cool. Instead of just a voiceover, I'm seeing you there talk and go through at least the videos I was watching. So are they all that way where you're in the corner down there?
Oh, yeah. I kind of took a little bit of creative liberty with that because I just think about how I learn best, and I definitely learn best when the person sounds like a real human, they look like a real human, rather than trying to be like super scripted or robotic. So I definitely was my authentic self in the course. And if my personality resonates with you guys, you'll love it. If my personality doesn't resonate with you, you won't love it. So just a disclaimer.
You can still get the information out of it, though, regardless. But
totally.
But you're taking some notes from Reed too with the course. That's the way he's just himself with the if you've been to the course, he's very entertaining to listen to. I couldn't get enough, so I listened lots and lots of hours. So I will never forget Reed's voice. That's for sure. We all are in that position, but yeah, you got to have some fun with this personality come through. This is real life. That's what I feel like. I want to be as transparent and real as a person with my own struggles, my own health journey. That way with my clients, and that we're just people trying to figure it out. You know, I think the days hopefully of the Photoshop and the fake people and fake results and just over promising and under delivering, all of that stuff has hopefully gone by the wayside. People see through that pretty quickly now, and so we're just real people. You know, a boy from Kansas and boy from Kentucky, and just doing our thing and trying to do the best we can with what we got, what we learned, and leaning on our awesome tribe and community and mentors and people that we're standing on the shoulders of. So we just do it and loving each day.
Couldn't agree more. Beautifully said.
Yep. Now, hey, one more thing I was going to mention too, bring up there. So, Brendan, travel-wise, I know a lot of times you're out there promoting FDN and getting to different conferences, things like that. You've got a pretty busy schedule coming up here next few weeks or months.
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually already had a few FDNs kind of slide into the DMs because they caught wind of some of my stuff that I'll be doing. So I want to go and let you all know, so that way if you're if I'm in your home state and you're going to go to the event, you know, I'd love to see you guys, you know, our FDN family across the world. But I'll be lecturing at the Integrative Health Symposium in New York City in February. And I know Sharon actually is going to be there and come say hi. Or then I guess that's at the end of February. Early February, though, I'll be speaking at the Medical Fitness Conference. Jen and Reed will both be there. I'll be there. Biobotanical Research will be there. So I'm actually speaking twice, one on behalf of FDN and the other on behalf of Biobotanical. I think I'll be in Phoenix in Texas, and I feel like there's another one. But either way, Irvine for the medical fitness in early February, and then New York City late February for the IHS conference. So if you guys are, you know, in that area, plan on going to the event, both events I think are going to be spectacular, and I'd love to see you guys there and, you know, represent FDN in that at that industry level. So it's very exciting to see the FDN presence starting to grow in the functional, holistic industry. So together we can do some big things.
Yeah, exactly. It's a vital activity. It benefits everybody for us to be out there. Because,
totally.
Those events, you connect with people. You know, you never know who you're going to talk to or connect with that's going to make a difference for you, or you add value to their life. Those kind of things are super important. So thanks for being willing to fly the miles and drive the miles or all that good stuff and be out there for us. And it's cool that, you know, Reed's out there more than he ever used to be too, on the road and getting up and talking with people, and it's a cool thing. So we're growing it's a big movement, it's a big wave, and we're all part of that. And that's why I tell people a lot of times, especially on verbal finals, especially when we talk about the business side of things and how to do that aspect, how to grow their business. And I just say, and I believe this for sure, that's one of the best times to do the work that we do, to be a health coach, FTM practitioner. It's one of the greatest times as far as technology goes, as far as especially just the knowledge of people and the movement and what people want, the market. It's going through an onboarding call or a discovery call with somebody. It's really easy, very simple to do. Every time, every statement that you say, every principle that you lay down, people just, they resonate. They're shaking their heads, and yes, and I get that. And that's just, so it's a good time to be doing this, and it's part of that is because we're out there talking, just what we're doing right now, all these outflow things that we're doing. Just having this call here today, we're putting it out there. People are picking up. Maybe this is your first call you've listened to. You're thinking about taking the course or just delving into this whole industry or movement, I don't know what the best word is for it, but getting into that, you're hearing about how we think, how we, what resonates with you. So it's powerful, and we need every voice out there doing that. We may sound a little bit differently in the way we talk about these things, but still the basic principles are there, and I think it's going to make, well, it's changing the world, and that's I'm sure of that. I had three personal clients this morning, and the work that I'm getting to do with them, it's changing their lives, and I love that. That just thrills me, keeps me going. So,
absolutely.
Good stuff. Well, we'll keep up with Travels with Brendan. That's awesome. All right, let's see here. So about 10 minutes into the call, I want to make sure we have plenty of time for questions. See a lot of you guys there on the switchboard lined up today, so and some familiar numbers, so that's always nice. But let me congratulate, actually, a graduate here today. We've got one here this week. Things are starting to pick up a little bit, I think, for next week. But I want to say a real hearty congratulations to Sherry Messica from California. I got to talk to her this week, holistic nutritionist, and felt like she needed a few more tools and adding FDN to what she's doing. And she's excited to get started, wants to join AFDMP, and looking forward to her PGI with Reed. So, so Siri, I want to say congratulations to you.
Awesome work.
Good job. Excellent. All right, let's see. Well, we've got some questions submitted. I think I got most of the announcements out of the way. If not, you guys just check your email, check Facebook, check FDN Connect. There's tons of places where we put stuff. I don't know if we're on Instagram or not. I don't know. Brendan could probably tell me. But lots of places to get information from. But if you don't know what's going on, you always reach out to us. We'll let you know. We try to keep things open and communicate what's going on so you're aware of where you can get some help, where you need some resources, or just whatever's going on with us. So, all right. Well, I'm going to start with a hand raised here, and we'll roll with some questions here today. So I've got 920 area code, 920 area code. What's your name?
Are you there, 920? I just put one in. This is Julie. Is this the one you're talking about? 229-5572?
Yes.
Okay.
That's you.
Hi, Brendan.
Hi, Julie. You've been
really helping me. I hope this is an appropriate question. This is actually in the future. So I have a background of being a mental health therapist for 30 years. So I have copper toxicity and calcium shell, at least from that. So I'm just working on that, but super excited to bring this forward. But this is actually a personal question on a place where I'm stuck in my own protocol with my liver. Is this an appropriate format for sure? I just want to double check.
I think as fine as you don't, as long as you don't mind sharing about your own case, that's fine with me.
No, I don't care, because a lot of times people learn from that. So what's happening for me is I have started the detox, and so the migraine, the nausea, that kind of stuff, so that's all good. And I'm not concerned about the emotional stuff. I am not looking forward to it. I have had a couple things happen, but I understand that piece. But the place where I've really been stuck in is anytime I do something with my liver, I get so tired. Like even the coffee enemas, I'll feel better. I'll feel energized. And then I'll go into this really weak thing for about 2 to 3 days. And it just happened again when I took taurine for the first time. It happened with mucosa support. It happened with liver support. It happens with coffee enemas. So before I really get rolling on the copper detoxing and breaking down that calcium shell, I'm just wondering what I can do to get past this fatigue, because it does get scary. And it always lasts about 2 days. And it's always something about increasing the bile. It's always when I'm addressing the liver.
Mm. Do you just come out of it just over like a couple of days and you're out of it, or do you have to do something to come out of it?
No, it's always about 2 days, and it's a real specific kind of weakness. Like, nothing else feels the same as that, and it's scary. Like, I mean, I am so weak, I can wonder, am I going to collapse? And I have this general feeling, which I don't know if this is going to make any sense to anybody, but you know how, like, when you take Sudafed and your nasal passages are, like, too dried up from it? It kind of feels like that around my lungs and liver, just like just really drained in that area and then super weak.
Gotcha. Initial general principles here, maybe we can get down to specifics for you with this one here. So I know your case pretty well now at this point, so, and some interesting things that are there. So usually when things like that happen, I'm going to do probably one of two things. Either dial back a little bit what we're doing, you know, less of whatever we're doing, even minerals, right? So those minerals that you're taking, those are going to cause some reactions in the body. It's not just some of the binders or things that we're pushing on, but even some of the minerals. And so sometimes slowing down the pace, throttling back a little bit, is one thing to do to see if you can do that, because it's not a race when it comes to this. Yeah, you want to be feeling good as quickly as possible overall as far as the detoxification process. So if you have to go a little bit slower, you're eventually going to get there. It's just going to be a little bit slower, but you do want to have a balance between making progress and also feeling decent throughout it. It just sort of depends. Right. And if you said you're kind of scared, then definitely you want to sort of dial back things a little bit. That'd be the first principle, I would say, to consider. And then second would be to change or upregulate some of the ways for detoxification, some of the methods. So thinking about hydration, bowel movements, sleep, dry brushing, sauna, things of that nature, anything that would help to your body detoxify more efficiently or get some of those things out, get those fluids continuing to move. You know, there's supplementation you can do for liver support, for lymph support. Maybe there's some blockage there as far as the bowels or lymph or something that's not something's bottlenecking somewhere in your system.
Yeah.
So that's general principles there. Brendan, you want to chime in on this a little bit too, on the general side of things?
I think you covered kind of all the general principles there pretty well, so I don't think I have any general principles to add.
Okay.
It may be it's hard to describe what's going on in your body, but that would make sense.
Yeah.
Because I've done acupressure in the past through Brain Gym, and I'm someone that needed to manually do acupressure like once a month to feel good. So something's not going great in the limb.
Okay. So maybe working in a lymph support product. There's a couple of different things I could probably recommend to you there. I may just shoot you an email after this. Working in some lymph product, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with dry brushing?
I forgot about that. I need to do that.
Mm-hmm. I say with copper toxicity, it's a pretty amazing one for that. I've had several people with the copper detox aspects of things. That seems to work really well because sometimes itching can be part of that too. Like a deep down, you just feel like you're kind of going crazy with itching. That can help with that. That actually does work really well. It seems kind of, you know, to the outside world, brushing with a dry brush before you shower seems kind of simple, but it really does have a big effect. Have you done much sauna work before, either, you know, infrared or a steam sauna?
So I've had, if I can remember it right now, I've had a biomat. And we're trying to get it fixed, and you can put it on a sauna. So it's infrared, and it really, on the sauna setting, it really does a good job. I'm understanding I need to find an infrared versus just a regular sauna. And so I don't know where those are located or how I could find one, but that would be really important for me to follow up on, I think.
That might be almost more powerful than anything you can do, like supplementation-wise or anything like that. So, and I'll go slow, of course, sauna, just like anything else, anything, go slow, but sauna will be good. Maybe if you're on the heat-sensitive side, maybe infrared, near infrared is the better way to go, and you can purchase one of those, or there's places where you can build one. I think with pretty relative ease, actually, that you could build one. So maybe near maybe the near infrared is the better way to go for you, because of the way it heats your body, what you're getting from that, some of that therapy. Just start really slow. Maybe you're in there for 5 minutes, because you're going to be putting those infrared waves, 3 or 4 inches into your body, heating up some of those cells and feeding mitochondria, all of that. It may be not so supplement driven. It may be more activity driven, like things like this.
That makes sense. That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Legs up the wall, too. Look up that yoga move where you put your legs up the wall like an L shape. That can be helpful as well. You'll see some videos on that one. Yeah. So maybe dial it back a little. Maybe do a little bit of both, a little dialing back, and also a little bit of like upregulate some of this a little bit. On the lymph side of things, lymph supplement side of things, I do like Cellcore Biosciences, their lymph detox product.
Okay.
I do like that. If you can't get that one, you can look at the ingredients in there and find something maybe somewhat similar to that. A lot of good lymph, things like that. So maybe it's just let's get the fluids moving in the body through these different ways we're talking about, and maybe things will keep you won't have as many of those issues during this.
That makes a lot of sense. And I just want to share, I hope this is helpful for people. Having it not go real easy, I think is good for me. Not that I'm thankful for it personally. I'm thankful for getting better. I'm very grateful for the whole process. But when I think about teaching this to others and when I think about working with others, I am grateful from the aspect that I'm running into some of these things because I'll know what to watch for. Whereas let's say I had an easier time going through the protocols, I might really kind of miss it. I know we have layers of support, which I'm so grateful, but I just kind of feel like this is a good thing for me, given the goals that I have, to really bring this into the mental health area and work with a lot of people who might have a tough road. It doesn't sound like copper toxicity is that easy anyway, but so I think that that's a mindset as for all of us as we go through things, as we're working our own protocol, that we don't have to feel upset when we hit something that's rough, because through that, we're gaining empathy, but also we're gaining insight and information for others that's going to make us a more comprehensive professional quicker. So we're kind of expediting our ability to be effective as an FDM practitioner.
Very well spoken.
Yeah,
a very
more.
Mature perspective.
Yeah.
Yes, especially as a practitioner's perspective, you can't go just based on the victories and when things go well and then get upset when things aren't going so well, because we want some change. You know, we need something to change, good or bad. One of the worst things I don't like to hear from my own clients is, doing everything, I don't feel any different. I either want you to feel worse or better. No change. I don't like that. So I'm going to turn up the gear cranks a little bit here and see what we can get going here. I'd rather have something shift and change. So you're right. Both those things are feedback, and we've got to know how to navigate that and not freak out too much when things are a little bit challenging sometimes, getting through a rough point. So great, great comment there. Good point.
Thank you. And thank you for all the information.
Yeah.
I feel ready to go. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Well, keep us posted there on that. Julie, you're a wonderful person. So. And lots of good work to do, so you keep it up, and we'll talk again soon.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much for the support. It makes a big difference. It does. Thank you.
Good. Sounds good. Thanks, Julie, for the call.
That was a beautiful way to start this call. Holy cow.
Exactly.
I'm stuck over here. I don't know about you guys. Yes.
we'll call it a day. That was great. So good. So.
Yeah.
A good and very good point that you made there. That's a great perspective. And that perspective there will also, not for her clients, but that will carry her through, because I try to take that perspective too. My body is not perfect. It doesn't always agree and get along with things so well sometimes. And so it's just feedback, and you got to learn, and you learn from every single thing. So right when you have somebody else with a similar issue, you know right what to do. So you need to have some of those things you work through. Smooth sailing on the time doesn't always make a great practitioner. Now, I will say this with FDN and the things that are built into the methodology and how we work with everything you're taught in the course, it reads pretty preventative. Like a lot of those things that could happen are sort of cut off at the pass. You're aware of those things. You're listening to those things. So most of the time, it's super smooth, I would say, as far as what my experience is. But there will be a percentage, a handful of people, where you have some, it could be a rough road a lot of the way. It could be, you know, little bumps that you hit every once in a while. It could be something in the very beginning or possibly at the end. It's just how it is. And that's because we're dealing with these dynamic, changing, amazing bodies of ours that are very somewhat unpredictable, right? It's not, we're not a mechanic working on Ford F-150s every day, and we've got some similar things that are going on here and nothing changing. It's a unique business to be in, super fun and gratifying. So, yeah, that's great principles laid down by Julie there, so guys, take that to heart.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. Another hand raise here. So let's take 561 area code. What's your name there, 561?
Hey, this is Tariah. How are you?
Hey, Tariah.
How are you doing?
Good. So I have a question similar to that as well. So I've been recovering from breast implant illness, so I've been taking my detox process really slow with the infrared, et cetera, waters and all that stuff. So I just started my coffee enemas, and I'm having some severe die-off, and so it came to me yesterday that's what it was, but I don't know the protocol in which to treat it. So I figured along the way it was good that I ran into this as well, because I'll know how to support my clients if they have the issue.
Mm-hmm. So things were going well up to the point that you started doing the coffee enemas.
Yeah.
Okay. 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 And what kind of die-off are you experiencing, if you want to share with the audience?
I was just feeling wretched, like nauseous, dizzy, like I was going to vomit, just really tired. And then I just went to sleep and I woke up and it just came to me. I was like, oh, this must be die-off. And so I was like, okay, let me. I remember hearing it in one of the protocols spoke about it, but she didn't say. And I remember Reed said it and I went back to try to look for it, but I couldn't find what the protocol was for it.
Okay. Okay. Kind of the same principles laying down there with Julie on that. So it could be something where coffee enemas just aren't your thing right now. At least right now, it's not your thing. So it may be something where it's maybe too intense, where you don't want to do those right now. Maybe you wait a month and you try those again. It sounds like you're doing a lot of other good things that are probably accomplishing quite a bit. So it may just be that activity is not the best. Maybe something you want to put off till your body's a little more ready for that. Dial back what you do there. So reducing the strength of the coffee that's in the bucket or the bag, reducing that, holding it for less time, potentially, maybe less liquid, doing much, just basically sequence and titrate your coffee, just like you would a supplement. So maybe it's a quarter of the strength of what you would normally use, and you hold it for 5 minutes. That's all. And if you do good on that, okay, next time I'm going to keep the strength the same and hold it for 10 minutes if I can, or adjust the strength of it and hold it for 5-10 minutes and find the mix that works for your body right now. If you can't tolerate any of it and you still feel terrible every single time, I'd say maybe hold off on the coffee enemas and do those another time. Try again later.
Okay, so what would I do to support the liver, because that's what showed up on my report?
Yeah, so really a lot of things we're doing, everything you're doing with your DRESS protocol will be liver supportive, if not directly to the liver, just putting less burden on it on as far as it being like a downstream organ, if you want to look at it that way. So if you want to do some supplementation, you could do any of some of the liver supplementation we have on the protocol sheet there. Any of those products could be good. Several ones on you could do herbal, more herbal route. Mm-hmm. More herbal route, you could do more of kind of a chemical route, what you'd call it, like glutathione and NAC, things of that nature, possibly even glandulars. I do like castor oil packs. Those are very, very, very gentle, yet very effective, both. So maybe something a little more passive of, instead of like coffee and those being a little more active, maybe a little more passive with regular castor oil packs on the liver side there. Another thought.
Okay, well, I have a question about that. So I took my cholesterol panels, and both my high cholesterol, my good and my bad cholesterols are high. So now I have a concern of using oils, even though I'm only using avocado. I was using like olive oil in the bottle, but now I'm even concerned about doing any protocols that consist of oils having a high cholesterol content, both good and bad. So that's another issue that I'm concerned with and don't know how to proceed with even that recommendation. I thought about the castor oil packs and I was like, well, how is that going to affect, my body? Because what's happening is I'm getting this xanthelasma around my eyes, which is small arteries and stuff being clogged by cholesterol, and I'm doing very good fat and I'm still having side effects with my body.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot we can say on cholesterol. Brendan, do you want to take that aspect of the question?
Yeah,
thinking about
so
like
what,
an oat panel maybe and ketones, but anyhow.
Yeah, what's the concern with cholesterol in particular?
I guess I'm not breaking it down and or absorbing it. It's staying high in my blood, good and bad cholesterol.
Okay. Yeah, certainly, you know, the cholesterol and dyslipidemia kind of side of the conversation, it's one of those, like, ultimately, with a lipid panel, total cholesterol, HDL, LDL, triglycerides, et cetera, VLDL maybe, that's kind of a very rudimentary, you know, insight into lipid balance. And, you know, these days we have much more sophisticated testing technology with nuclear magnetic resonance where we can look at lipid particle size and all this, you know, detailed stuff that is a more accurate way of assessing, you know, risk of cardiovascular disease or incidence. And so essentially, though, my point being, you know, high cholesterol, we don't really worry about by itself on paper anymore, especially just from looking at tons and tons of blood work for a long time now. Generally, when I see high cholesterol, I mean, assuming that they don't have metabolic syndrome tendencies and they're not living the standard American lifestyle and diet and all of that, usually it's because they have an underactive thyroid or they're, you know, doing some sort of intentional dietary strategy like carnivore, keto, et cetera, that just kind of ramps up cholesterol naturally. So that's kind of its own whole big thing. And my point being, from an FDN perspective, I wouldn't be worried about a little bit of, oh gosh, you know, HDL is, it's one thing if your HDL is really low, like less than 30, and LDL is really high, like, you know, 130 plus, that's a pretty unfavorable ratio. But, you know, really though, we have to zoom out of like, okay, well, if there is dyslipidemia, you know, why is that? What's driving that? So that's where thyroid function, and then of course, you know, any kind of endocrine dysfunction or imbalance with thyroid or hormones, well, that's really kind of a side effect of some sort of underlying hidden stressor or just maybe not so hidden stressors like stress and lifestyle. So I don't know if that answers your question directly because it's kind of a small piece of a very big puzzle.
Mm-hmm. No, it answered none of my questions. And that conversation was totally over my head being in training. And it is having an effect on my body, not worrying about HDL and LDL because it's showing up physically in my face with, as I said, xanthelasma, which are fat deposits around my eyes. So I don't understand the language that you're speaking. And I am concerned about it and want to know how to proceed with it. So if it's not something to do on the call, then who do I proceed to give myself support with what to do when I'm doing everything in the protocol?
Is a doctor helping you with the fat deposit side of things? That's a new thing to me. So if that wasn't going on, I'd say I'd totally agree with everything Brendan said there as far as different things. He went through, you know, very quickly, you know, once you are doing this more, you know, within about 10 seconds, you've gone through about 18 different scenarios of where you would go and what you would do with the person as far as what things to address. So I guess it is the fatty deposits that makes – I wonder about that. So I think that would be more on the – probably the doctor's realm. Are you doing anything with the medical doctor on that?
No, I don't want to do anything with the medical doctors because they don't know what the hell is going on either. They're just saying your cholesterol is high. You have too much cholesterol in your body. And I'm not consuming a lot of cholesterol. So the cholesterol, when I searched it up, it's there's a disorder and there's a name for it, just said that the cholesterol stays high in my bloodstream, which to me, what I was considering is that either I'm not breaking down the cholesterol and absorbing it and it's just staying high in my bloodstream.
Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead, Brendan, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, well, and certainly I apologize if my answer wasn't helpful or satisfactory. You know, this is where you very much sound like you do need a private consultation with somebody, and that's where we as FDN staff have to be responsible. And if it's a medical scenario, you need to be working with a medical doctor. But if you're asking our insight through the lens of the FDN perspective, that's what we're trying to give you. So I think there's definitely more questions that need to be addressed in probably some private consulting with both a medical doctor and maybe an FDN, but we'd have to really look at the full picture because it's hard to give you a clear answer when we don't know. We'd have to really dig into the case to be able to identify those hidden stressors, identify those healing opportunities, with, of course, having the responsible and proper medical oversight that we all need. So, yeah, but we're happy to support you.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I'd say to reach out to the medical director program and go ahead and book in a half an hour with one of us as medical, as clinical advisors, and that way we'll get a little more information about your case because it doesn't seem so straightforward. And so that, I don't want to, you know, make a recommendation without having a little more information in front of me. So so you can book in for a half-hour call there, and we'll sort of start the conversation there and see what we can do to help you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. All right. Cool. Thanks for the call there. So, hey, another hand raised, 951. Let's bring you on right now. 951 area code. What's your name?
Oh, am I on? This is Libby.
Hey, Libby.
Yeah,
how are you
hey,
doing?
Libby, you're on there.
Okay. Yeah, I just graduated like 2 weeks ago, so kind of new.
Yeah, I remember you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, the experience of the program has been pretty phenomenal, and, you know, it's nice to hear your voices. I haven't been on the Friday call since the summertime, and I wanted to kind of get back into it. But yeah, the mentorship, just the kind of holding hand process, I've truly enjoyed it. So now being a graduate, it's nice to kind of listen in on these calls.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Thanks for the compliment.
We're happy to have you here.
Yeah.
And yeah, all kind words.
And,
excited for you to be a part. Yeah.
Yeah. And the last caller, I kind of heard everything, and I can see where this probably, you know, the facet, a facet of avenues is like, you know, one thing leading to another and could be 20 different things. So, but the one thing that kind of came to mind was that she was calculating the amount of fiber intake and that may be, you know, obviously one of the dress for calls like with the diet, but maybe just kind of notating that in the sense of being aware of how high or low it is. Just, you know, naturally like fiber is going to bind to the lipid, so that it wouldn't go and circulate and could hopefully exit through the stool. Not all of it, but, you know, so if she's worried about having high levels, I would just kind of question, like, what do you think your fiber intake is? And would you mind, you know, recording it for a little bit just to reflect on how high or low that is on a daily basis and to maybe change those habits if that's something that would fit for her diet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are great considerations. Absolutely.
Yeah, but that was it.
There
that was
go.
My 2 cents. And I wanted to say
great.
Thanks for everything. I've truly enjoyed the program, and this is kind of fun to like sit and listen to. So thank you.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thanks, Emily.
Yeah. Pleasure.
Look forward to talking some more.
Okay. Happy New Year.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. You too. That's a good thing, right? So that's where we're a big community, right? So we can't know it all. Nobody knows it all. I don't know it all. Brendan Reed doesn't know it all. Nobody knows it all. So that's the group sourcing phrase that we've used quite a bit there. So that's the community, helping each other out, and I think we're so great at that. Always quick to give an answer and chime in, and you might get 10 different responses, and then you've got to sort of sort those out, and that's just the life of an FDM practitioner, and you have to pick a direction and go with it and see what's there. But yeah, hopefully we can help you out on that medical director consult there. So, all right. So, checking the switchboard here. We've got about 20 minutes left in the call here. So, you guys are welcome to jump on with a call. The number is 347-637-1378 is the number if you want to dial in and ask a question or add to the conversation here, what we talked about so far. So, all right, well, let me see if I can find a question. Well, I don't have to. I've got a caller. All right, 707.
Hey there.
707, what's your name?
Hey there. This is Jennifer Markman. How are you guys?
We're doing
great,
Jennifer. How are you?
Oh, good. So I am on my final exam, and I've done practical one and practical two and the onboarding, and I'm about to do the case reviews, and I'm running through my I should be sending in my written exam at the end of today, so yay me, I have to say. So I'm very excited.
Yes.
I feel this process has been incredibly empowering as I'm amping up and switching careers, or not switching, but just amping up careers in midlife, right? And allowing myself to expand my knowledge. So it's been fabulous, and you guys are fabulous. I love listening to the Friday calls. I actually binge out on them sometimes.
I'm glad we're helping.
So I do have a question, though, because as I'm nearing the completion, I actually decided, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to join AFDNP now, and I'm going to go through and see the business stuff and see how it is that people actually set up their businesses. And I know you guys get business calls and stuff, and I'm working on it. But the question I have is that I listened to a bunch of the in the Dress Protocol series and the Pro series and the Strictly Business. I listened to different things. And so there's different formats that people use, or platforms that people use, like Better Practice. And then, like, I was reading on the FDN Facebook page about some people using that. Then I listened to a thing about Healthy that was done in 2018. And then I listened to about e-commerce store, and all these ways to streamline one's life. Which, as I've learned, is really important. And so I'm researching the best ways to do this. And I know starting the practice, that's all good. I'm going to do that. But in the meantime, I know my typical Aries self, I need something that's streamlined so I don't get too scattered. So I'm wondering, what is it that you guys use? How are you guys streamlined in your practices?
Great question. Brendan, you go first.
Right on, man. Well, it's been quite the year for me. I will say, just to kind of be straightforward, I think PPMS and Biocanic, I have a feeling that I feel that is very quickly becoming the obvious way forward for all of us and the standard. Now, with that said, I want to be very transparent that I have been in the process of setting up PPMS for almost a year now. It is a beast of a thing to set up, and it's definitely not, like, you know, for the faint of heart, especially if you get overwhelmed, like, by technology, which is kind of my problem. And I will say, as far as why it's taken me so long to get it set up, and it's actually still not up and running, is I've kind of been drowning in life and throwing money at other people to set it up for me. Whereas, you know, Jen's program, the PBE and all of that, the group program, which I think is actually going on, like, right now, it really is a step-by-step tutorial on learning the system inside and out and setting up the system for yourself. I, for maybe my high-maintenance reason, would rather kind of throw money at somebody else to set it up, but I do plan on investing more time to learning it. Anyway, so I just want to be transparent that I feel very confident that it's going to be a total game changer for my business. However, it's still not completely finalized, so I can't really speak to the experience of what it's like once it is up and running. That's kind of more the back end logistical. I will say, though, I genuinely wish that I had done all this when I was first getting started, because it's a lot easier to set up the infrastructure of your business when you're first getting started, rather than you get really busy and then you have to go back and redo infrastructure while trying to keep the lights on, while trying to keep up with the day-to-day. which is really the problem that I'm running into. So that's more to run and automate the back end of your business, all the logistics and emails. And I will say it's kind of a no-brainer logistically because, you know, I had been previously just paying a virtual assistant to do everything manually, which over the course of a year racked up way more of an expense than if I had just been implementing the system from day one. So that's kind of that side. From more of the client interaction user face, I experimented with Practice Better like 3 years ago, and I just never got into it. I used Healthy for about a year, and I think it's like cute, but it's a little bit glitchy and a little faulty, and I wasn't pleased with my experience, so I did end up stopping using Healthy, and then obviously Biocanic has really kind of taken over because it was built by FDNs for FDNs. I'm extremely pleased with Biocanic, and more so I'm pleased with Jeremy and Andy with their willingness to receive feedback to make it better and better and make it perfect for FDN because, hey, you know, I mean, they're kind of just getting started with their business. And so that's where, yeah, I mean, there's little glitches here and there, but they're offering amazing customer support, and it's very, very cost efficient. So Biocanic, absolutely no-brainer. I fully stand by that because I do have experience with it from this past year. PBMS seems to be the no-brainer, but I will say I don't have it up and running yet, which I'm slightly embarrassed about, but not embarrassed enough to not admit it and be honest with you guys. So that's my take, and then Brandon can give his take.
Oh, that's funny. Well, so for me, I had an IT background going into this, and so I like technology. I like automating things. I like computer systems, all that cool stuff, leveraging technology, as we say. And so when I started this 10 years ago, there was nothing out there that would really fit for an FDM practitioner. I would say there was nothing out there. Everything was either a program that did this and this and this and this. Nothing was really integrated together, or everything was for like a medical office, like a dentist or a doctor, where you had tons of extra stuff you didn't need. It was really expensive, electronic medical record type things. I looked all over. I couldn't find anything. And so I cobbled together a collection of different services that worked for a while, but it really was still not very efficient. So I was trying to make things that didn't really do the job very well, fit in and do the job. So it ended up being, it was helpful, but could it be streamlined? Yeah, for sure. So before, you know, this, I feel like in recent wave, I guess I would say last, I feel like 2 or 3 years, it seems like maybe 4 years, did we start to have companies like Healthy, Practice Better, what Jeremy, Jen are doing. Those weren't around years ago. So I'm very glad to have those because they are oriented more toward what we do as usually as unlicensed practitioners, not billing insurance, not having a big office where you have electronic medical records. They're great. So I think you could take one route or the other if you wanted to do a system like that. I agree with Brendan. Try to get things set up as much as you can from the very beginning because admin's going to bog you down. Admin's not fun. Mm-hmm. It kind of pulls the life out of you a little bit, the energy out of you. So if you have to do all that, I want to be on the phone talking with people. I want to be connecting with clients as much as I can. I don't want to be doing the little nitty-gritty things if I don't have to. So automating that process will save you money. Will also sort of clear the line, take some weight off of you where you have just more fun with your business. So setting up as much as you can ahead of time is great to do. And also, you know, try to future-proof yourself, right? So if you're doing something that you see will not be sustainable in the future because, you know, plan on having many more clients than you will have in the beginning. You know, you look back and like, wow, okay, I've worked with several hundred people here. You know, I've got 1,000 people that I've been working with over the years. You need to have a system that can handle that, so something that is scalable. So I think what those ones that Brendan mentioned are great, what they're especially the ones, you know, Jen and Jeremy are doing there for FDNs, very tailored to what we do. So good stuff. I personally don't use them because I sort of had some things in place before they came about doing their thing that I'm still currently using. I may make a change and make a switch. I'm definitely open to that. Anything that will save will save me 10 seconds, will save me a minute and a half on a project, or my assistants, you know, save her some time. It all comes down to the bottom line, plus customer satisfaction too. So if something also, mm-hmm. if it makes the client, that process easier, more happy, adds value to them, you definitely want to jump on those things. So you want to build relationships, you want to add value. That's a big part of what you do to grow your business. So I'm not beyond making some changes, but the one thing I use quite a bit for what I do is Trello, T-R-E-L-L-O. Mm-hmm. It's a project management software there that has worked really well for doing a lot of things with my business, and it integrates with a whole bunch of other services. So that's why I was talking about the kind of cobbling together of some different services I was already using that sort of integrates with things. But landscape's changing really quickly. Things are improving left and right. So I think mm-hmm. keep your eyes open. But I think the key is, like Brendan's saying, go ahead and get it set up. You have to go with something. Try to find something that hits most of the marks that you're looking for. I'm not sure if anything's going to be absolutely perfect. Have somebody that's got good support, that's not going to quit in a year, and you lose your data, all that stuff, and you just got to move forward and do something. Try to keep, you know, all these things should be tools that help you do your job more efficiently and better. They should not be in the way. If your system mm-hmm. is in the way of you helping people efficiently and enjoying it, you need to chuck that and find something else. So mm-hmm. a few general principles there, but that's where I'm at the moment. And, yeah, it's pretty fun. I like Trello.
Okay.
Good stuff.
So I have a question then. So then, Brendan, you mentioned PBMS and Biocanic. Are those two different things?
Yeah. So the PBMS, the Practitioner Business Management System, is, you know, Jen's kind of baby child software program thingy that uses Infusionsoft as the CRM, which I don't even – Brendan, what's CRM stand for? It's like customer relation management or something?
I believe so, or client relations management, I believe, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Contact
so
resource
just,
management.
Oh, that, yeah, sounds about right.
Something along those
so
lines.
One of those,
the gist, though.
Absolutely. It's one of those things, I think back to when things were very simple, where it was like I was a one-man show, I have PayPal, I send an invoice, I get an invoice, I order lab testing. And, you know, I think that's where some people do need to start. And I definitely learned a lot of hard lessons through trial and error in regards to, like, when you are going to upscale, like, don't overhire, keep it bare essential. It's, you know, having efficient systems is more important than having a bunch of people that you throw money at to try to help you, and then they don't, and they dip their toes in, they leave, and don't even get me started. But, like, I kind of picture the perfect little FTN business model as, you know, you're the owner, you're going to need, you know, bookkeeping, which shouldn't be too expensive. You probably are going to want a virtual assistant at some point. You want that CRM, which is, you know, the system that you can then scale and keep all of your logistics. And so there's a lot of them out there. There's Salesforce and Infusionsoft and whatever. I think Infusionsoft is a very intimidating platform, but it's also extremely limitless with its application. And so if you have Infusionsoft and you have somebody that knows how to use it as like a virtual assistant, you know, you should be golden. But yeah, PBMS is a system that Jen and Michelle created together, where it's basically a template model that they go in, like you have to buy your own Infusionsoft account because that's just a subscription with Infusionsoft, but then they actually basically copy and paste a template like program business model into your account and help you customize it to make it perfect for your niche and your business style. But it's still the same basic flow of the template of how to move a client from point A to point B of consult. You enroll them into a program, a package program, and then facilitate that program with as much automation as possible. So that way you don't have to lift a finger other than you walk into the appointment, you service it, and, you know, kind of let the software sort of run all the back end, the emails, the payment collection, the supplement ordering, all of that kind of stuff. Whereas then Biocanic is the customer facing interface. So that's where, you know, the client can access their client notes, their questionnaires, their lab results. So that's where all the material goes. whereas all the business logistics is what PBMS runs. And so, you know, Jen and Jeremy are really working hard and doing amazing work to, you know, perfect these two systems. So it is kind of that all-in-one business model.
Got it. And I just looked up Biokinic on the web, so I can do some more research on that. You guys rock, because I need to streamline my world does not work without it. So
totally.
I really appreciate your input.
But start somewhere. Reuse pencil, paper, manila folders, and a fax machine. I start out with Microsoft Word and the folders on my computer. Got to start somewhere, but the biggest thing is just keep really good notes and keep organized.
That's it. Right now I got folders on my computer and pieces of paper and binders and,
that together. Use resources there, get that together. Otherwise, that stuff just bogs you down, and that's not what you want to be bogged down with. You can always outsource that, hopefully, or make it efficient, so you just go have fun talking with people.
That's what I like. All right.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. I really appreciate all your hard work.
Oh, hey, you're welcome,
thank
Jennifer.
You.
Thanks for
really
the call.
Appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
Cool. All right. We've got 3 minutes left. I'm going to grab this one here that's 248 area code, and hopefully we can answer your question in 2 minutes or less. Hello, 248. Are you there? 248 area code.
Hi. Can you hear me now?
Sure can.
Yes, we have you.
This is Mary Kay. I just graduated
Mary.
In November.
Hi, Mary
and,
Kay.
I
recognize that name.
Yes. I went to the conference, and I really appreciate all the business calls, especially because I'm kind of in the middle of, you know, vacillating between a few of them. But my question is, and I know I only have 2 minutes, is I had my first client that said yes to all 5 tests, and he comes from a C. diff background. He had it about a year ago, and he's still not the same. And he was never hospitalized, but he was down for a couple of months. And my question is, because I'm a newbie, I mean, I suggested all 5 tests, but really, should I be doing the GI MAP, the 401 EXP, I don't know if I should just stick to the 5. Or should I try to incorporate something else and learn along the way?
I say to start with what you've been trained on, what you know, and then expand your knowledge later on. But for the first one, stick with what you know.
Okay.
That's my knee-jerk response
there. That's what Reed would say, probably. And but I just know from going to the OAT lecture, the small OAT lecture, and these other ones, the GI MAP that we learned already. I just wondered if I should do those instead.
Well, there can be arguments made both ways, I would say.
Okay.
But I think with you being your first client, you feel comfortable. I think for me, possibly a switch you could do would be the GI MAP instead of the 401H.
Okay.
It's going to be more expensive, but there may be some information, especially in this case, that might be really valuable to you in that case. So that one will be fall under the category for me of still you're doing what you know, because the GI MAP's not too far of a departure from the 401H. We've got some good training in the course on that. You can watch videos about that, plus you get your medical director consult with that. So I think you can make that change. OAT would give you some information. I don't know if it would drastically change what you would recommend to that person. Hurt, but I think with you, I think I'd probably just stick with the good foundations that you know, and then, you know, get 10, 15 clients underneath your belt and then really start to branch out.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the direction I'm going to go. And I appreciate all your advice and help, and Facebooking and everything is really working out great.
Okay. Well, you're welcome. So look forward to going over those labs with you at some point, hopefully. One of us will.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Great.
Cool. Thanks, Mary Kay. All right. All right. Well, hey, that's about 30 seconds left, so that's going to be the call for today. Another all-call a day. Love it. So didn't have to pull from my old list of questions. So, hey, we'll say congratulations, Sherry, for being our graduate this week. Great job. And for all you awesome folks out there that called in with good questions, hopefully we've helped. If not, book in for a medical director consult, or jump on there with AFTMP, and we'll find some answers. So, and Brendan, man, thanks for being on with me again. We'll do it again next week, sounds like. So you guys have a good weekend.
Yeah.
Talk to you then.
See you guys.